So today is the most auspicious divine appearance of our great Acharya in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Satchidananda Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, a great Acharya in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, has actually revived the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. After the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became sahajas, means they did not follow the rules, regulations of Vaishnavas very strictly, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's real teaching was lost. And there were so many apasampradayas sprouted in the name of Vaishnavism. As a result, people in general, they lost respect towards Vaishnavas. Because the Vaishnavas were very respectable personalities at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were very strict in their sadhana, and they were also very strict in following the regulative principles. But when the sahajas sprouted, those who did not follow strictly the rules and regulations of Vaishnavism, and they were only Vaishnavas in name only and in dress only, that's why people lost respect towards Vaishnavism. These sahajas, they are wearing tilaks, wearing kanthimala, taking bead bag in their hand, but were doing all nonsensical activities, eating meat, fish, illicit sex, everything. That's why people lost respect. And nowadays also we see the remnants of those sahajiyas still prevalent. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was the great Acharya for Sampradaya and an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to revive this teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. This was actually because of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now we can see this Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's contribution to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world cannot be forgotten. It is very, very important to remember the contribution of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he appeared in a family of pious Vaishnavas. His grandfather, Rajvallabha Datta, he was a Vaishnava. And he was also a great personality who was always chanting the holy name of the Lord, and he could even forecast about the future. He was such a achieved personality. And his son was Ananda Chandra Datta. He was also a very pious person. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the glorious son of Ananda Chandra Datta. He had two elder brothers who left their bodies, did not survive. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mother, Jagan Mohini Devi, she was from a Jamindar family, from Bir Nagar. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was 12 years old, his father left his body. When he was 11 years old, his father left his body. So he was brought up in his maternal grandfather's house at Virnagar. So he spent his childhood there in maternal grandfather's house. So in his childhood, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the age of 5, he went to Chatsali, which was the then school in India. There was no governance schools, so some teachers, they used to open their Chatsali, where the students should come and the teacher would teach them. That's all. So in that way, the children were taught from the very beginning of their childhood. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose family name was Kedarnath Datta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is his spiritual name. So his family name was Kedarnath Datta. So he went to Chatsali, and when an astrologer saw his charts, he actually predicted that this person will be a great scholar and he would become a great saintly person who would preach Vaishnavism. So that was known from his charts from the very childhood. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was a child, so he would, his maternal grandfather has a big garden, fruit garden, behind their palatial building. And their palatial building was very beautiful. So many people would come just to see that building, because he was Jamindar and he had a very palatial building. So many people would come to see that building. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his childhood, he would like to go to the garden and eat different fruits like mango and other fruits in the garden. But then the people would say that, oh, you don't go to the garden. There is a ghost in the garden. Generally, to restrain children, the parents and also the family members, they tell like this to the children, don't go there, there is a ghost. Just to restrict them. So in this way, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was restricted for the fear of a ghost, but he had a great desire to go to the garden and eat fruits. Generally, the children, they would wonder. They would wonder here and there and take fruits directly from the tree. That is a pleasure for the children. And he was restricted because of the fear of the ghosts. So then he was thinking how to get rid of this fear of ghosts. So then once he asked one storekeeper lady in his maternal grandfather's house. There is a lady who was taking care of the store. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked her that how this fear of ghost would go away. How I would be fearless of the ghost. What is the process? So that lady was a very pious lady. So she told Bhaktivinoda Thakur that, okay, you chant the holy name of Ram and then the ghost will go away if you chant the holy name of Ram. So he got the mantra from this lady. And he started chanting Ram Naam, the name of the holy name of Lord Ram. And when he chanted the holy name of Lord Ram, the fear of the ghost went away automatically. And he was very much pleased. Oh, this is very nice. You chant the holy name of Lord Ram, then you can go to the garden and eat fruits as much as you like. So he was telling his friends, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was telling his friends that, okay, let us go. You just chant the holy name of Lord Ram and then ghost will go away. Then we can eat fruits. So the friends of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also used to do that. They also used to chant the holy name of Lord Ram. So in this way, in his childhood, he became very fearless of anything just by chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. And then at the age of 7, he even read Ramayana. So he was very much attached to the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. Because Lord Ramchandra's pastimes are very ideal. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur liked that. And not only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually Lord Ramchandra has influenced whole of India, even out of India, by his ideal pastimes. As an ideal king, as an ideal husband, as an ideal brother, ideal father. So he set the ideal example for the society. That's why Lord Ramchandra became the worshipable lord of every household. And still now, people are very much attached to Lord Ramchandra. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he became very much attached to Lord Ramchandra and his pastimes and to his holy name from the very childhood. So he read Ramayana and also Mahabharata, and wherever there would be recitation of Ramayana and Mahabharata, he would go to that place and hear. Actually, that was the way in India in those days to get knowledge about the scriptures, because not everyone was literate. Many people are illiterate. So there was a system that people would go to their fields, work in their fields. They would come back in the evening, and then one Brahmin, he would recite Ramayana and Mahabharata very loudly. There was no loudspeaker at that time. So the Brahmin would recite very loudly, sitting in one place of the village. And all the village people would assemble there or some people even would sit in front of their houses and they would listen. Because the village atmosphere was very, very peaceful at that time. And specifically in the night time, it was very calm and quiet. So when the Brahmin would recite very loudly, everyone can hear nicely. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to hear Ramayana and Mahabharata, and in those days also all the village people, they used to hear in this way all the scriptures, sometimes Ramayana, sometimes Mahabharata, sometimes Bhagavatam, Krishna Leela, Harivansa, all these scriptures were being recited. And people were very, very knowledgeable. Even they don't read, but they were all knowledgeable about the scriptures. That's how they are all very pious people. That is the way the culture was maintained in India. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to hear in this way, and he got this Shastric knowledge from his very childhood, just by hearing all these scriptures. And then he used to also read himself. At the age of 9, he also learnt astrology. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he learnt astrology. And that's why later on we can see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also learnt astrology from his very childhood. He was a great astrologer. And in this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur then shifted to Calcutta from Birnagar to pursue his study in college. And he stayed in the house of his uncle. That means it's a mother's sister's husband's house, or mother's sister's house in Calcutta. And his mother's sister's husband was a great poet. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to discuss about poetry, about literature with him most of the time. And he would also write articles in different magazines when he was studying in college at Calcutta. So in this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur got his education, and he was also a very good student of Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar was very famous in Bengal that time. Very great scholar and a very ideal teacher. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was his favorite student of Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. So once Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar wrote a book, and in that book he described about the Supreme Absolute Truth as impersonal. Because generally in India, because of the preaching of this Mayavad philosophy, most of the people, they think the Supreme Absolute Truth is impersonal. Even nowadays also, many people think like that. So Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, he wrote in that book that the Supreme Absolute Truth is impersonal. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur read that, then he asked Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar whether he had seen the Absolute Truth, Supreme Absolute Truth and wrote like that? So Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar had to admit that actually he has not seen the Supreme Absolute Truth. he was only speculating that the Supreme Absolute Truth was impersonal. So in this way he actually challenged Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar when he was a student in his college. So he has deep impression and faith that the Supreme Absolute Truth is a person. That's why he was able to challenge. So later on, then at the age of 12, after the disappearance of his father, so he got married at the age of 12. So that time this child marriage tradition was there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was married at the age of 12 and his wife's age was only 5 years old. She was 5 years old. So later on, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur finished his study and already his wife was also grown up, so he wanted to see his grandfather Rajvallabh Datta, who was actually staying in Odisha, because Rajvallabh Datta had left Bengal because of some family problem. So he shifted to Odisha in Kendrapada district. There is a place in a village called Choti. So he shifted to that place, that is the at the bank of the river Birupa. So Rajvallabh Datta was staying there. And he was a Vaishnava, great saintly person. And his daily routine was, whole day he would chant the holy name of the Lord. He would chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And after 12 o'clock midnight, Rajvallabh Datta would cook some khichdi and offer it, and then only he would eat that. After midnight, whole day he would not cook, he would not eat anything, he would only chant the holy name of the Lord. That was his sadhana. That was his practice, spiritual practice. So he was just like a sannyasi, wearing saffron cloth. And in that way he was living there in that village alone. Though he was very, very old, still he would cook in his own hand, offer to Krishna and then take that prasad. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his mother, they were staying in Bengal, and Rajvallabh Datta was staying in Odisha alone. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur finished his study and his wife was grown up, then he took his wife and mother with him to visit his grandfather Rajvallabh Datta in Odisha. But that time there was no train. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to visit his grandfather, come to Odisha from Bengal, there was no train. People used to walk from Bengal to Odisha. Like at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, we hear the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would walk from Bengal to Puri every year before Rath Yatra. They would come to get darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and get darshan of Lord Jagannath. just by walking. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also walked all the way from Bengal to Odisha with his mother and wife. And he came to that place with great difficulty. It was not very easy. There was no road, only pathway, walking pathway. And then there were so many rivers to cross over. So with great difficulty, he arrived in that place. So when he arrived in that village Choti, and he saw his grandfather Rajvallabh Datta, as soon as Rajvallabh Datta saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his wife and mother, he started crying. And it was natural because after long, long years, he was seeing his grandchild and daughter-in-law and grandchild's wife, granddaughter-in-law. So he started crying. And there was a union, family union, after long, long years. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur met his grandfather with tearful eyes. And then they decided to stay with him. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur stayed in that village with his grandfather for some time. Then one day, Rajvallabh Datta, after taking his lunch, he was sitting on a cot, on a bed. And then he was chanting on his beads. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after taking his prasad, he came to his grandfather Rajvallabh Datta. And when Rajvallabh Datta saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he said that, "My dear child, after my departure, you should not stay in this place. And at the age of 27, you will get a service, government service. And I am blessing you that you can also become a great Vaishnava." He said these three things: not to stay in that village after his departure, at the age of 27 he would get government service, and then he blessed him to become a great Vaishnava. Then saying this, then Rajvallabh Datta's life air passed through his Brahmarandra. Brahmarandra on the head. So the yogis generally pass their life air through Brahmarandra. So Rajvallabh Datta's life air passed through Brahmarandra and he departed. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was staying in that place after the departure of his grandfather, then with the help of Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, he got a government service, as was predicted by Rajvallabh Datta. So he became the headmaster first of Kendrapada High School and then Bhadrak High School. So he became the headmaster there. And when he was headmaster in Bhadrak High School, he got his first son. His first son was born there. His name was Annada Prasad. He was the eldest son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then after some time, when he was staying at Bhadrak, he was the headmaster of Bhadrak High School, that time he visited different places of Odisha. He went to Cuttack, Jajpur, Bhubaneswar, Puri, in different places he visited with his family members. And after that, he wrote a book about different maths of Odisha. The book's name was Maths of Odisha. So he gave description of different maths of Odisha in that book. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was transferred from Bhadrak to Midnapur in Bengal. That time actually Bengal, Bihar, Odisha was one state. Now there are three states. But that time it was only one, under one rule. So he was transferred to Midnapur. And when he was serving in Midnapur, in Midnapur High School, that time he met the pandit of that school. And while discussing with him, he came to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time. So that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not well known by that time. Though Bhaktivinoda Thakur was educated, still he did not know about this. That means English education had completely taken over by that time. The culture was lost almost. So, for the first time he came to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Bengal. Though Bhaktivinoda Thakur stayed in Birnagar, which was in Nadia district. He spent his childhood there, but he had no idea that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Bengal. So for the first time he came to know from that pandit that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Bengal, and he propagated Krishna Bhakti and gave this Krishna Bhakti to everyone, whether someone was qualified or not. Papi tapi jata chila hari name uddharila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered all the fallen conditioned souls through this holy name of Krishna. And through this holy name he gave Krishna prema. That was the greatest contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to know about this, he became very interested in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by that time, he could not get any book to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Vaishnava literatures were not available at that time. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he could not know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu much, only he knew this much. But he became very interested and he wanted to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then while he was in Midnapur, he passed LLB. He gave this LLB exam and passed it. And then, because he got this higher qualification, then he became assistant registrar or sub-registrar in Chapra district of Bihar. And then, From there, he was transferred to Dinajpur. As he gave some more exams and he became deputy magistrate. As deputy magistrate, he was transferred to Dinajpur. And when he was in Dinajpur, he got actually, someone gave him a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam. So for the first time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur got a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the holy name of Lord Ram, and he was very much attracted to Lord Ram's pastimes, but he was not very much attracted to Krishna's pastimes from his childhood. Because he could not understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Because most of the people do not also understand this. That's how they misinterpret. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not very much interested in the pastimes of Krishna. But when he read Chaitanya Charitamrita and came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was releasing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then he became attracted to Radha Krishna's pastimes. He thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, he was releasing Radha Krishna's pastimes. That means Radha Krishna's pastimes are supreme, transcendental pastimes. They are not ordinary material pastimes, as is understood by general public. That's how he developed some inclination about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And he surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became his worshipable Lord. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to propagate this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings of chanting the holy name of the Lord should be spread in every town and village. That was the forecast, prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted himself to the messenger of spreading the holy name of Krishna. That's why he wanted to start this Namahata. This Namahata was started actually by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he wanted to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then later on, he was transferred from Dinajpur to Jagannath Puri as deputy magistrate. So while he was in Jagannath Puri, he was visiting Lord Jagannath's temple every day for darshan. And he also visited the pastime places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. And when he was deputy magistrate at Jagannath Puri, then he was given the additional charge of the administrator of Jagannath temple. So for 5 years, he was the administrator of Jagannath temple and taking care of everything in Jagannath temple. And he was staying at the Grand Road, just 500 meters from Jagannath temple. He was living in a house on the Grand Road. And that time that house was actually a thatched roof house. I have seen that house. Now there is a building, Gaudiya Math building there. But the original house was a thatched roof house. And we have seen that house where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying. So, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there at Jagannath Puri, he actually formed a Bhagavat Sansad. Though that time he was not initiated yet, but he had great respect in the society. He was a deputy magistrate, an educated personality, and great interest in Bhagavat Dharma. So he formed this Bhagavat Sansad, and many great scholars in Puri, they were coming to that Bhagavat Sansad. They were discussing about Bhagavat. But that time there was one Babaji, Siddha Babaji in Jagannath Puri, whose name was Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj. So he was not mixing with Bhaktivinoda Thakur so much. He was coming to that Bhagavat Sansad, but he was not mixing with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had some reservations. So, he himself was not mixing with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he was telling others not to mix with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But later on, when he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur was deeply interested in discussing Bhagavatam and spread Bhagavat Dharma, and himself was very strict in following his sadhana, he could understand his mistake. Then one day he came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and begged for forgiveness. He said, "I could not understand that you are such a great Vaishnava, because I did not see you tilak or kantimala. So your external appearance is not like a Vaishnava. That's why I was disregarding you. So please forgive me for my offense." So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that to get this tilak and kantimala, I cannot do of my own. It should be given by a spiritual master. The spiritual master should give me tilak and kantimala. But Mahaprabhu has not permitted me to do so. Mahaprabhu has not arranged a spiritual master for me yet. That's why I cannot wear tilak and kantimala of my own. Only I am chanting the holy name of the Lord on my beads. So then Raghunath Das Goswami, Babaji Maharaj, he praised the greatness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was always praying in his heart to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get a bona fide spiritual master. And when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was at Puri, one incident happened. That time the commissioner of Odisha Bengal and Bihar, that was one state, was Ravensa, one Englishman, Ravensa was there. So, when there was some complaint about one Baba, there are so many complaints all the time about Babas. So there was one Baba that time, his name was Vishikeshana. So he, with his followers, he made one ashram in a jungle. And he was declaring himself that he was the incarnation of Mahavishnu. And he was telling his followers that you preach all over that there will be a war very soon. And this Mahavishnu, this Baba who has appeared here, he who is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, so he would appear in his four hands and he would go on killing the Mechas, the Yavanas and Mechas. So you preach this, tell people like this. So when he spread this message through his followers, then naturally people were innocent. So they thought, oh, Mahavishnu has appeared here in the jungle and he would kill all the Mechas and Javanas, so let us go and see him. So many people came to see him and thus became his followers. But this Baba was doing some nonsense with some women of some high class Jamindar family. They came to visit that Baba and something happened. And they complained to the commissioner, Ravensa. So he instructed Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was deputy magistrate in Puri, to find out about this Vishikeshan and do something about it. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because this Vishikeshan, he was also a tantric. He was doing some tantra. That's why people are also afraid of him. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was instructed by higher authorities, so he took up this challenge. He took up the district superintendent of police with him, and in the middle of the night, he went to the ashram of this Baba Vishikeshan in the jungle. So in the middle of the night, he arrived there with police commissioner, police superintendent. And then he had some discussion with this Vishikeshan. Before going there, many people, influential people, told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you don't go there. This Vishikeshan, he knows some magic or something, some tantric things he can do to you. So you don't go there. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not care about this thing. He was not afraid of. So he discussed with this Vishikeshan and he told him clearly, this Vishikeshan told Bhaktivinoda Thakur that actually I will kill all these Mlechas. He declared like this. So the same morning, next morning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrested him and put him in Puri jail. and he had a bunch of hair in his head. So generally the Babas, they like to keep hairs. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, the Babas have power in their hairs. So when he put him in jail, then the Baba did some, chanted some mantra, did something. So the family members of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, including Bhaktivinoda Thakur, had some problem. There are some diarrhea and different things happened in their family. Everyone became sick. So other people started telling, you see, we are telling you, don't touch him. So now he is doing some tantra mantra, that's why you are suffering. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not care about this thing. He had firm faith on the holy name of the Lord. And he was fully dependent on the mercy of the Lord. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed to cut the hair of that Baba in the jail. So his hair was cut. And he lost all his potencies. This Baba Visakhesan lost his potencies, and after a few days he died in the jail. He was actually given 2 years jail term, but he died in the jail. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took care of that, and then he was again transferred to Bengal. So he came to Bengal, and then he came to also Krishnanagar as the deputy magistrate. And there, when he was at Krishnanagar, that time he was thinking that I should, at the end of my service, I should go to Vrindavan and stay there in Vrindavan and do my bhajan. That was his original plan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had visited Vrindavan before, so he was planning in this way. So one time he went to Tarkeshwar. Tarkeshwar is a very famous place in Bengal that is famous for Lord Shiva. And there at night, when he was staying there overnight, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw a dream. In that dream, Lord Shiva was telling him that now you are planning to spend your last days in Vrindavan, then what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace? What are you going to do about that? So then after seeing that dream, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took this dream as the instruction of Lord Shiva. That's why when he was in Krishnanagar, he started visiting Navadvip. Every Saturday evening he would come from Krishnanagar to Navadvip, stay overnight, stay on Sunday, Monday morning he would go back to Krishnanagar for his service. So once he was staying in Krishnanagar, he was sitting on the roof of a building, and then he saw a light on the other side of the Ganges. It was dark night, and he saw a light, effulgent light, on the other side of the Ganges. And when he saw that light, then he saw a magnificent building. So, and the light was coming from there, from that magnificent building. And he was surprised. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his another son was there, so he asked him, did you see that light and that building? He said, yes. But he had an assistant clerk from his office who was accompanying him. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked him, did you see that light? He said, no, I did not see. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur came back to Krishnanagar. Next week he again went to Navadvip, and next week again he also saw that light. So he asked few people around that whether there was any building the other side of the Ganges. They said no. There was no building, only paddy fields. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to research and find out about the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he collected the map of Navadvip area, and then he visited the other side of the Ganges, because that time people were telling that this Navadvip was the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even now, they have so many things there to show that this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, this was here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing this, that. So people were thinking Navadvip was the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur examined the map of Navadvip, and he went through Bhakti Ratnaka, where there is description. In Bhakti Ratnaka, the Navadvip Madhya Mayapur Namasthana Jathaya Janmilena Gaura Bhagavan, Gaura Chandra Bhagavan. In Bhakti Ratnaka it has been described. So that means Mayapur was the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur got that hint from Bhakti Ratnakar that not Navadvip, Mayapur was the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he looked in the map. In the map, he saw in one place, it is written Mayapur. Mayapur, or people used to say Miyapur. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur visited the other side of the Ganges, and then he saw that the place which is called Miyapur or Mayapur, so he thought maybe this is the place, because in due course of time the name is generally changed in different ways. People pronounce. That's why the name changes. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked different people there. He found out this Balal Dighi, where Balal Sen was residing, his fort was there, King Balal Sen. So he got all these informations, and then found the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. There was only one palm tree there, and there was all paddy fields. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to confirm this, that this was the place which is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from the map he got this Mayapur in the old map, and then he wanted to confirm this. So he took Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was unable to walk, and his eyelids had closed, actually his eyes, he was unable to see. So he was carried by men in their shoulders, and when Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj came to the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared, so immediately he jumped off this basket where he was sitting, and he chanted very loudly, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. So he was in great ecstasy. As soon as he arrived at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in great ecstasy. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur could realize that this was really the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he wanted to build a temple there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur personally went door to door to collect 1 rupee from each home just to build the great temple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his own birthplace. So, in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur established the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also at the same time he preached Krishna consciousness. He himself went from place to place, gave lectures, spoke about the holy name of the Lord, spoke about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also he engaged his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in this great work, and he wanted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching should be spread throughout the world. That's why he wrote a book. He wrote many books, like the Six Goswamis of Vrindavan wrote many books, many Vaishnava literatures, being instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote so many books. Though he was a government servant doing great job, at the same time he was also a family man, at the same time he was also doing his own sadhana, and he was writing so many Vaishnava literatures. So he wrote a book, The Life and Precept of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he sent that book to the Western universities, that let people know of the whole world, let people know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. That was the intention of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he had prayed to Jagannath to give a son who would assist him in this work. And actually Jagannath gave a son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, the great son of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who propagated himself throughout India about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who instructed our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada to go to the West and preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So this is all coming from the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur desired that when that day would come, when the Vaishnavas from Western countries and the Vaishnavas from India, they would come together. They would embrace each other and chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that was the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that when that day would come, and that day has already come by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has made this dream of Bhaktivinoda Thakur successful by bringing Vaishnavas from different countries of the world to Mayapur, where all these Vaishnavas from different countries, they gather together and chant Jaya Sachi Nandana, Jaya Sachi Nandana, Jaya Sachi Nandana Gaura Hari. So this is the dream fulfilled by Srila Prabhupada. The dream of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is being fulfilled by Srila Prabhupada. That's why as the followers of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are eternally indebted at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, at the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who revived the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saved the whole world. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki. Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki. Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.